Good morning, Mr. Chair, Commissioners. Director Williams, Eric Roberts here, Fisheries Management Bureau Chief here with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Eileen is unavailable today, so we're gonna make a team effort at working through the fisheries agenda items. So I will start, and I'll pass off to Don Scar, and then we'll go to Dustin Ramoy for a couple of FAS items. And then I will wrap up with the fishing regulations final package. So jumping right in, we'll start out with just an update for hoot owl and drought restrictions. By rule, the department has authority to implement drought-related fishing restrictions or closures when certain criteria are met, and rules require the department report to the commission the implementation or lifting of any angling restriction or fishing closure. At the August commission meeting, the department provided updates on restrictions implemented on portions of the Sun River and Region 4 and the entire Jefferson River and portions of the Beaverhead, Big Hole, Ruby, and Gallatin Rivers in Region 3. All of these restrictions were based on exceeding temperature criteria. Restrictions were lifted on all Region 3 waters on August 26th, and restrictions on the Sun River were lifted on August 29th. Additionally, on September 15th, a full fishing closure was implemented in response to low flows on the Big Hole River from Saginaw Bridge on Skinner Meadow Road to the North Fork Big Hole River. As outlined in the Big Hole Watershed Committee drought plan, this closure was implemented when flows at the gauge below Big Lake Creek at Wisdom fell below 20 CFS for 24 consecutive hours. This closure was lifted on October 5th when average daily flows remained above 40 CFS for 7 consecutive days. Currently, there are no drought-related fishing restrictions or closures in place. That's my update there. I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have on drought-related closures or restrictions.
Thank you, and good work on staying on top of that. It was a challenging year in a lot of places across our state. Let's go ahead and go to the FAS WMA fee schedule proposed.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. We're going to pass that off to Don Scar, the Habitat and Access Bureau Chief.